too much. When Big Pete Loisel, a schoolteacher from Ellsworth, Maine, was 36 years old, his doctors told him that within a year, his legs would have to be amputated. Then, he would have another 3 or perhaps 4 years to live. What was this terrible disease that was killing a man before he turned 40? The answer is obesity. Big Pete weighed 763 pounds. Even as a child, Pete had been big, the biggest boy in school. But it was only gradually that his weight began to be a problem. The bigger he got, the less he exercised, and so he got even bigger. He couldn't go to his sister's wedding in Chicago because he couldn't fit into the seat on the plane, and he couldn't afford to buy 2 seats. For many years, he hadn't been able to go to the cinema or the theater for the same reason. He couldn't fit into the seats. Neither could he sit on the chairs in his favorite restaurants. But he solved that problem by bringing his own chair in his pickup truck. At the age of 25, when he weighed about 650 pounds, Pete got married. His wife, Christine, didn't mind about Pete's weight. She saw beyond what everyone else saw and loved him for the nice, humorous person that he was. Likewise, Pete's pupils never mocked him, not even when he grew too obese to get up from his chair to write on the blackboard. But people who didn't know Pete were not so considerate. So eventually, Pete stopped going to places like shopping malls, where people would stare, point at him, and giggle. Still, he felt quite happy with his life. Although he was one of the fattest men in America, he always felt comfortable with himself. But then, things took a turn for the worse. When the doctors told Pete that he only had a few more years to live, they offered him a last-chance plan. If Pete first lost 100 pounds, they could perform an operation on his stomach. After the operation, however, Pete would have to be on a strict diet for life, eating only suitable food and drinking no alcohol. Pete didn't like that idea at all, so he decided to skip the operation and try to lose weight just by dieting. He had been used to eating things like cheese crackers and peanut butter biscuits between meals, as well as having 2 or 3 portions of whatever there was for lunch and dinner. His doctors figured out that his daily intake had been about 10,000 calories. Now, with the help of a dietitian, he worked out a daily regimen of 2,200 calories, which made it possible for him to still eat his favorite foods and have a beer now and then. He simply ate less. And the result? For 2.5 years, Pete lost an average of 17 pounds a month. After a year, he was able to exercise and now walks 4 miles a day. He also lifts weights daily. He now has a body mass index, a ratio of height to weight, of 30. A BMI between 20 and 25 is considered normal. Pete made a choice between diet and death. He chose life.